WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fire to up hacks to conquer that ever-present feeling of laterism. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, I get it. We've all been there, staring at that looming deadline like it's a mythical creature from the land of maybe someday. But guess what? Today we're flipping the script on procrastination. Because here's the thing. Procrastination isn't your personal arch nemesis. It's not this evil force determined to sabotage your dreams and leave you drowning in unfinished tasks. It's actually a normal human part of life, as common as forgetting where you put your keys or the embarrassing wardrobe malfunction from high school. We all have them. The key is not to demonize it, but to understand it. Think about it like this. Ever feel the urge to binge-watch an entire season of your favorite show instead of doing laundry? Or maybe you're tempted to scroll through social media for hours when you should be studying for that big exam. We've all been there. It's not a matter of willpower failing, it's about recognizing those triggers. Sometimes we procrastinate because we are overwhelmed, scared, or simply just bored with the task at hand. Other times, it's our brain craving a little dopamine hit from that instant gratification of scrolling through endless memes. So how do we turn this procrastination monster into a productive pal? Here are 5 key takeaways to conquer those pesky delays. 1. Embrace the power of breaks. Ever feel like you're running on empty when you try to power through a massive project? Take breaks. Seriously, it's not lazing around, it's strategic self-care. Stepping away from your work for a few minutes allows your brain to recharge and come back with fresh perspective. Think of it as hitting the refresh button on your mental operating system. 2. Break it down like Beyoncé. Remember those epic Beyoncé music videos where she's slaying every single scene? Well, think of your big tasks like that. Break them down into smaller, manageable scenes or steps. Instead of looking at a daunting mountain of work, you have a series of achievable goals. And when you complete each step, boom, you get that sweet, sweet feeling of accomplishment. It's like checking off boxes on a treasure map. Every completed step brings you closer to your ultimate reward. 3. Find your flow state. Ever notice how time flies when you're completely engrossed in something? That's called being in the flow state, a zone of deep focus and productivity. Figure out what activities get you into that flow, whether it's writing, designing, coding, or even cleaning your house. Yes, really. Then, try scheduling those tasks for when you're most energized and focused. 4. Say yes to accountability. You know that feeling when a friend asks you to join them on a run, and you suddenly find yourself lacing up your shoes? Well, accountability is kind of like that. Having someone to check in with or share your progress with can be a game changer. Find an accountability buddy who shares similar goals. You can motivate each other, celebrate wins, and even gently nudge each other back on track when things get a little wobbly. 5. Celebrate the small wins. We often focus on the big picture, but celebrating those small victories along the way is crucial. Did you finish that chapter of your book? Did you finally tackle that overflowing inbox? Give yourself a high five. Those small wins build momentum and keep you motivated to keep going. Now let's talk real life. Imagine this. You're working on a big presentation for work, and the deadline is looming like a hungry monster. Instead of panicking and hiding under your desk, we've all been there. Remember these hacks. Break down that presentation into smaller sections, research, slides, practice, etc. Set timers to focus on each section, take short breaks in between, and celebrate every completed chunk. You might even find yourself enjoying the process. Remember, procrastination isn't your enemy, it's a part of being human. By understanding its triggers and implementing these strategies, you can turn those later moments into let's get this done moments. So go out there and conquer those tasks, one step at a time. And don't forget to share your victories with me. I love hearing about your successes. See you tomorrow for another dose of fired up motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.